This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and it is the distinct pleasure of the management to present to you today's star attraction. At the front of the broadcast classroom, he's back after his exclusive multi-week tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent. Won't you welcome from Grants Pass, Oregon, the one, the only, the brilliant, the polymath, the metaphysicist, the author, the teacher, the captain of the lifeboat, the enthusiastic, and the tangentially eccentric Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
How do I respond to he's back? I don't know, man. Hi.
My favorite part of that introduction was, and the tangentially eccentric.
Yeah, really. Dr. Richard. Have I got a ring, and it's wobbly. It wobbles. You know, I have to tell you that I haven't got a clue what's going on, but I can tell you what I do know, and it's not good. I mean, I have no idea what this all means. Everything. The media, especially. The media is no longer real. And that includes me. All of it. There is so much. Oh, did I mention that I'm deepfake? What does that mean?
Well, you know, Rick, you've been saying for years, I'm talking probably darn close to 8 years now, that it's all fake. And, you know, the first time people heard that, they're probably thinking, what's he talking about? What's fake? And now we're figuring out that it's all fake.
Dr. Shuler. There's a point here. I wanted to say something. This is an important concept, like space and time. Everybody believes that space is real. Space is not real. Like time, it's a duration of it's a construct. Now, what does that mean literally? It means that you and I were given choice. And choice is arbitrary. And the fact that you and I might have differing views from a physics point of view, that's as close as it gets to less than halfway to God. That means that is God at war with something? Probably not. Not even conceptually like that, because conflict is a construct that is limited, like space. That's where the flat earthers came in. The idea of assumed truths before you even begin to make measurements and laws, you're presuming that space is real. Is the shortest distance between two points a straight line, or is space curved? Now, just that alone changes everything. Assumed truth. And your assumed truth might be quite different than mine, and so what happens next is we're in disagreement. But that diversity is what made us God's favored choice. And I'm going to talk about right back to Christians and Buddhists and the whole nine yards of saying that's one of the reasons why you have two brains. Because it isn't worked this way or that way, and everybody is presuming that physics has got the answer, and the guys are saying, yeah, and at some point we'll have a theory of everything, a big toe. Yeah, no. It doesn't work like that. Because just because I disagree with you does not mean that either of us is wrong. How does that work? Well,
except for the flat Earth people, because all you have to do.
I can, with tensor math, simple math, prove that the Earth's flat. If I presume that space is curved, I can do that. Now, I think I can prove that
it's not.
Space is not real. And to have.
Rick? I can prove that the Earth is not flat. All you have to do is invite a 3-year-old over to your kitchen table and watch him spill that glass of water. Okay?
But
it runs right off the edge. It runs right off the edge.
There it is, just like that. That has to do with Coriolis. See, we have made space, okay, with time real. Those are the two measurements you use to do everything. And that's why we came out with a holographic concept, because we realized that time and space are constructs and are the limitation of man. Now, there's an orca that has the ability to go to 9/10 of the biosphere, whereas man is limited to only 1/10. Who's superior? There it is.
I was just thinking.
Read it and weep. And the fact is, I used to think that the dolphin had a language. Oh, it's really more complex than Hebrew. It blah, 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 blah. I was wrong. You know why? Because they're not speaking. They're sending holograms. Now, that's 1,000 words. And that just was discovered. And who's superior, man or dolphin? Now, I have to say something here. I am beginning to recognize my own limitations, even if I think I'm really bright and all of that. I know for a fact that my ideas are at some point going to be outdated and not work. I've already seen it in my life. So why would man say God's in conflict? That didn't, by the way, Satan didn't even occur in historical measurements until the Church of Rome. And newsflash, I'm going to guess that's the last pope. And like they predicted in the Bibles, various Bibles, which, newsflash, were their sciences back then, like the Greek. Their sciences dealt with archetypes and stories in the big city kind of thing that we don't understand because we don't look at things that way. And looking at something a certain way is what made us God's favorite. And the fact that you're quite different than me. And once you get that, how can you make judgment on another? Oh, simple. The reason you're doing that is because you're insecure and you want to validate the fact that you're right and they're wrong. And it doesn't work like that. That only works for humans. It doesn't work for gods. God's not at war with anything in my universe. Further, anything I could possibly imagine as God and capable of what God can do, that's only halfway to God, and probably what I personally am capable of doing in this lifetime if I were to actually utilize all my skills, which I don't. So to believe and think opinions are important, yes and no. What is important is when you look at a flat earth, these realities are available to you. And when you look at the earth as round, those realities. But guess what? Astrology became astronomy And astronomy is eventually going to morph into cosmobiology, what you call biorhythms and the movement of planets and how they affect the consciousness of man on Earth. And the most common one that we're familiar with is the lunar sex cycle of the female, that at the moment of birth, a timetable like biorhythm is locked into her gene on when she ovulates. And if she moves the phase of the moon, and if she moves to a different part of the Earth, that ovulation cycle changes. How does that work? Oh, well, it has to do with gravity and water and cell salts and migration in the cell, da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, that might be true, except the one I did back in the 70s had to do with the planet Uranus, the Earth, and the Sun. And when they are in a specific geometric alignment, there's a 3 sigma. That means a 99.99975% probability of an event, an earthquake event on the Earth. Now, there are no known laws on how the Uranus could possibly affect. And so people like suspicious observers, whom I key off of, talks in terms of it's all about the sun and sunspots and, you know, cycles of the sun. Well, yes and no, that's today. But tomorrow, we're going to probably go back to looking at astronomy as not being real because space is actually not real. It's a construct in the way we look at things and is, in fact, our limitation. And once you get that concept as a possibility, now you're starting to understand what God meant when we became his favored and the possibilities of what man may be able to achieve once we move away from the concepts of fear. I have made a discovery that the laws of physics change with various altered states of consciousness. That's what I am now mapping for government. I have a Schedule 1 with Canada, growing psychedelic mushrooms for Canada and the state of Israel for further research because of my own breakthroughs that I'm now beginning to understand. We have always, politically correct, felt that altered states of consciousness were to be feared. We're wrong. They're tools in a toolbox. And I watched a woman rip a car door off to save her child. Now, that's not possible. There's no way that her body and bone and muscle and griddle can be stronger than steel. And yet there it is. Oh, well, that's adrenaline. Oh, really? How's adrenaline make the bone stronger than steel? Now, I'm going to say something. Our conceptuals on these things are so limited, we really have no clue at all what's going on here. We just presume and think we're right. And the Christians are the worst hypocrites because that was the first teaching of Christ. Do not make judgment on another. Judge yourself, absolutely. But to judge someone else because they're different than you? Now I'd like to go to other topics because that's an important concept that everybody needs to at least think about before you start to make a judgment on something. Recognize your limitation of understanding what's actually going on.
We'll be right back with Ricky Rocket.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, regarding Dr. Richard Allen Miller's presentation on time not being real, I just want to say you ought to get a copy of this broadcast and put it on an MP3 device so you can pull it out when your boss says, you're late for work. And you can say, well, no. No, I'm not late for work.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Wait. I'm not late for work. Time's not
real. Are you late there too or what?
So here's the rest of it. So you can say, no, I'm not. Time's not real. Actually, today's not Monday. Today's Friday, and you're late with my paycheck.
I got a raise.
Me too.
The guy understood where I was coming from and gave me the margin to allow me to be eccentric. Remember, you used that term a little earlier, wobble, I believe.
I did. Well, I said you're tangentially eccentric.
I'm
like right on the edge.
Yeah, I'm doing it with tangential in person.
Rick, you also mentioned altered states of consciousness, and I am deeply concerned about altered states of consciousness, especially regarding Joe Biden, because he's in a permanent...
You mean the way he likes to pet butts?
Well, and
no.
there's a... Okay, class, here it is. When you think about society is devolving, you can just go to a search engine, you can type in Joe Biden. Okay, two words. Now you can type in little girl, and you can type in crotch. You know, and you'll see a video.
Yeah,
you'll see a
yeah.
video of Joe Biden, you know, standing on camera with several people and this little girl, and he grabs her hand and he rubs her hand on his crotch. Now that's presidential material.
Well, here we go. The problem is none of them are qualified. None. Trump, all of them. I don't vote for Trump. I vote against Clinton. Now, I met Clinton because I was asked to be, it's a long story on Spotted Owl, and now I'd like to talk about logging, because what's happening in Oregon right now is a crime beyond anything. I helped Paul Newman. I helped him write Spotted Owl video. I was in that video. I am listed in that video. I helped him put that thing together, and now, because of what's going on politically in the world, not the earth. The earth is different than the world. There's going to be opening Spotted Owl. And a neighbor that just bought the property below me bought property all around me, surrounding me. He didn't buy just the piece down below me. He bought the piece over there. He bought the piece over there and over there. And he has surrounded me and set up a log mill. Why? They can't take me this way. They're going to take me that way. And I'm thinking of moving to Alaska. I called Nick Biggett, and he said, Chick alone, he's got a copper mine there. How would you like to live underground? And I don't want to move. I love this place. And yet, what's happened is the congressman in Oregon, because of the economic depression, have tried to do relief by opening up BLM and Spotted Owl logging. And guess who benefits? The wealthy, older families of Oregon have gone in like starving artists and grabbed anything and everything they can. In 1 month, half of the Applegate watershed is gone. In 1 month. Now, we're talking 37,000 acres. That happened. And I'm watching it happen. And the congressmen are saying, well, we're trying to give economic relief. And it didn't affect me, except visually, and what's happening to our environment. And then I raised my hand and said, Ms. Vesipoli, I have to go to the bathroom. You know, can I? And what I wanted to say is that I wrote a book that's unpublished with Chuck Walters, Acres USA, and it was called Hemp as a Virgin White Paper. And right now, what they're doing in Oregon is down on the Columbia River, they're farming cottonwood and using the old heli loggers to coppice the top 10 feet for paper every year. And
Hemp, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning of what she calls dire consequences if stalled talks on coronavirus relief drag into September. The House is scheduled to return for votes in mid-September, but Democratic leaders have told members they could be called back sooner if there is ever an agreement with the White House on a stimulus package. However, that's not seeming like it's happening anytime soon, and one of the sticking points is apparently the demand by Democrats for mail-in voting. President Trump saying on Fox Business this morning,
two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting.
Weekly jobless claims last week are below a million for the first time since March when the pandemic began, at 963,000 Americans filing for first-time benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Trump says he's in discussions with college athletes and officials about the fall season and what's going to happen given the pandemic. The president telling reporters yesterday he spoke with several football players and numerous coaches, and most of them say they want to play football. And Trump followed up by saying, let them play, claiming the players say they feel safer walking around the field than not. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have already said they're going to postpone fall sports. The Big 12 is reportedly planning to go forward with its football season. Today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. It's the day on average that black women need to work to make what their white male counterparts did in 2018. Studies show that black women are paid 62 cents for every dollar that a white male makes, a number that hasn't changed in a quarter century, according to the National Women's Law Center. And a Tennessee woman has a new driver's license now after she got one recently that showed just an empty chair where the picture should be. Jay Dodd renewed her license online, but when the card arrived, she noticed it had a picture of a chair and instead of her face, so she contacted the DMV, which said the mistake resulted from the wrong picture being saved to her profile, so they've sent her a new license. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be slight.
Winner today, top.
Last
day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Ricky Rockets back with us, and class, Rick's been talking about the spotted owl, and just an exclamation point here. So the spotted owl, you know, likes to live in western North America, and it nests really high up, between, let's say, 40 and 120 feet up in the air, right? Maybe even close to 200. And they don't have a lot of eggs, so they don't make a lot of babies. And here's the problem. When people talk about, oh, we're just trying to protect the spotted owl, that's ridiculous. It's not just the spotted owl. It's everything in the food chain, including and beyond the spotted owl, including us. So when these loggers destroy the forests, they're destroying the habitat for the spotted owl and everything else. And it's happening all over the world. So when people just say, oh, you're just, you know, you're a tree hugger. Yeah, that's right. Because without trees, without vegetation, we're dead. It's as simple as that. Tell me if I'm wrong, Rick.
Well, your tree can be likened to the lungs of Gaia. And when she breathes, like the soil is your mycorrhiza or the gut of Gaia. And it's just a way of looking at space and time as a metaphor. It doesn't mean it's correct. It's a way of seeing things. And when you clear cut, that was one of the things Paul did in his Spotted Owl documentary. He panned into a forest, this pristine forest, and as we panned upward and upward, we saw a tree farm. And a tree farm is not a forest because of the debris and the life that you find in a forest floor that does not exist when you replant. Now, forest fires and aside, the argument was, well, we have to clear the debris for fear of forest fire. That's absolutely correct. And there's nothing wrong with that aspect of it, except that God did it naturally with normal forest fires and seasonal changes. And some years are drought, and some years are not. And oh, guess what? The seasons are changing, as are the continents. And that's why you had, you know, the Moroccans were, you know, nomads as opposed to domestication, like the Clovis and other kinds of Indian tribes that started farming in cave dwellers. Now, I, you know, can run it down to you in terms of the way you choose to look at something opens certain doors and it closes others. And that's why we have different schools of thought. I'm watching one right now that just got released on my computer, even though I didn't want it. It's a new school of blending all these different religions like theosophy did when I was a kid. The Theosophical Society was not a religious thing, but it tried to blend Upanishads with Christianity and others with, sacred teachings of all ages. What was that called? Manly Palmer Hall. Thank you. Yes. That concept we're now reinventing with these new religions where they got the stringy old men that are wearing dirty t-shirts and talking about the new religions interviewed by the hot copy of these new online schools. Now, astrology is valid because it has something to do with space and the relationship of planetary energies moving celestially around the Earth. Oh, is the Earth the center of the universe? Yeah, it is for me, right? Everything revolves around me. No, that is called, what do they call that? You know, narcissism. It's, you have choice in terms of how you choose to see something, and it is important to realize your limitation in being able to conceptualize. And so you invent things like space and time, but they're not necessarily real, and that's where sciences are going. Just like consciousness and lucid being where you are right now, this is a dream state. You're dreaming. You're not seeing reality, you're filtering it. And there are dream states like lucid dreaming that actually have more content to reality, which, by the way, Castaneda defined is that which cannot be known. And the most simplest way I do that is when I say, what color is that fence over there? And we both look and we look and see it's, well, it's brown. We've just made an assumption that the other side of the fence that you can't say is the same color. And that brown for you is brown for me. And I can list all kinds of assumptions going right on down the list that make science limited. And limited science means, in one sense, you can't get there from here. Like Simon saying you can only go halfway to the door, and you focus on the door and you've missed the journey because you'll never get to the door with those protocols. By definition, that's what second happens. Definitions. After assumed truths, you start to define what space is and what it is not. And that changes also. And so what I'm trying to say is that when you realize that level of, what is that, philosophy? Yeah, that's a good place where Plato and others have started. You start to understand that that's maybe why you were given two brains, not one. And two
let's
brains,
go back. Let's go back for a second or a couple minutes to logging the spotted owl.
I just want to connect
a couple dots. So when we lived in Virginia,
this is the mechanical part of you going into how to set your carburetor, right?
Yeah. Since you mentioned cars,
I just want everybody to be clear.
We lived in Virginia. My parents and my family had adjoining farms, so there was a barbed wire fence that separated their pastures from ours, and our house was built in the woods.
Was
so
that
it was surrounded
German.
Our house, was built in the woods, and it had was surrounded probably 95% by woods. And there was a little tail where you could kind of drive in the driveway, but everything else was woods completely. And my parents' house was at roughly the same elevation, within a couple feet, and it was in a clearing. No woods for, let's say, 1,000 feet. Their house, if you went there, you would be windburned because of the clear cutting that had happened all around Virginia. So all these trees were cut down, and my mom wanted to name her farm High Winds. Right next door, our farm, 700 feet away, well, maybe 1,000 feet away. No wind. And no windburn. Now, what I'm saying is, so when people clear cut and they wipe down these trees, one of the results is higher winds. Okay? More damage, more stuff flying through the air,
more
dust. Absolutely. Higher heating bills, etc. Right? Now, that's in Virginia. And that happened in the 1990s. So, now in the corrupt state of Missouri, we're talking about the underbrush and how logging, will eliminate some of that underbrush. Well, in the corrupt state of Missouri, what they do is they set it on fire. So the state or the county or the government sets the forest on fire and they burn down all this underbrush, this undergrowth, the leaves, etc. And it kills the microorganisms, the insects, the worms, the mice, the rabbits, the deer, and everything else that's in these forests. They just get set on fire, executed. Burned alive. That's what the state does. And people go, yeah, well, we have to do that. No, they don't have to do it. And I can prove it. Because I don't do that. I don't set our forest on fire. Now, you've been to our farm, and you've seen the woods all around us.
You have stacks of things that you've cleared the brush into piles.
Well, we don't even have to do that. It's easier than that. All you have to do is let some cows loose, and they will walk through the woods, and they will trample the underbrush. They'll trample it down.
Okay? Turning everything into clay pan?
Turning it into flat compost piles. They poop, they pee. They enhance the microbiome. Now, if you had some goats and they would eat a little higher up, they would eat the sticker bushes. And if you had some sheep, they would eat a little lower. So, goats, sheep, and cows would do the whole thing. And you wouldn't have to set the forest on fire, and you wouldn't have to cut it down. And it would be great for everybody, including the insects and the microbiome and the microorganisms.
That's right.
That's all we have to do. And now, I didn't think, this wasn't my thought. I mean, I didn't originate this. I think God did this. I think he said, I'm going to give you everything you need. Some of it you're going to have to figure out. And we forgot that he told us this. We forgot that he showed us how to do this. So what do? We destroy the planet.
Well, that's not quite true. What's going to happen is God will localize the infection. That's what an epoch is about, right? No, that's an alien that does that. No, wait, that's the Nibiru. Wait, no, it's everybody's got a different way of seeing what's going on. And that part is what made us God's favored. And to have choice and to be able to disseminate why you want to do something this way over that. And that is where personal growth occurs, because it changes for me. I remember when I was into 2,4-D, I was into Roundup. Roundup was the only way I could put a crop in and make it happen over grass, native grasses that would take over and grow too quickly. However, now, that in as itself, Roundup was not bad. But what they did then is, oh, well, then let's put it inside the gene so it's always present. It doesn't break down after 10 days. That's where Roundup went from being nothing wrong with it to it's a serious problem in terms of GMOs now. And, you know, that's what they're going to do to us. And if you don't believe that, let me say it this way. Anything you could possibly imagine that happened at 9/11 is true and even more. And my exhibit that is the Pentagon and why nobody is talking about what actually happened at the Pentagon during 9/11. Because everybody focused on 9/11 and the Pentagon, with their plausible deniability, is at war with itself. And they took out a certain floor because it had damaging information. And that's a fact. We didn't hit the Pentagon. How come people aren't doing a serious investigation on how Kennedy actually died?
Hold that thought.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, since you mentioned the Pentagon, you know, before the Pentagon, we never lost a war. Since the Pentagon, we never won a war. The Pentagon has 6.5 million square feet of office space. It is the largest office building in the world. And it has 17.5 miles of corridors. Okay, that's the Pentagon.
That's just the front door.
Yeah.
That's not the reality of underground bunkers and other aspects that they have in other locations.
Right. Right. It's huge. I mean, it is a huge.
Why is that?
Huge.
Why is that? War is good? Yeah.
Obviously it's good. We keep doing it. We keep beating up little countries all over the world.
That's what brought the economy back during World War II. Hoorah. But fear is the first enemy of man. And if you think, now, everybody's concerned about my opinion, and I have something really important to say about this virus. It's real. It was weaponized. It was weaponized so that it would not just attack one part of the body, but had options of attacking any part of the body. And when I said that was where if there's a determination on how they spindle the DNA so that a virus normally hits respiratory, this one will hit your kidney, this one will hit your gut, this one will hit your heart, predicated on if it's weak or not. Somebody that has had a lot of pneumonia, like more than three times, has some lung damage, and they're at risk. A normal human being, this is just normal flu season. But this one is a little broader because it doesn't hit just one thing, immunization. They're not going to say immunization is required. They're simply going to say if you don't get immunized, you can't travel. Heads up. This is a global situation like 9/11 to take advantage of your fear to set up and slowly encroach on your natural and civil rights. And when I say that, if you don't think that's bad, what they're going to do, most likely, as a scenario, this is me not knowing anything, and I'm going to say to you, what they're going to do is when a group of, let's say, malcontents like Sturgis, okay, here we've got a bunch of bikers that are giving the finger to the United States by having their road rally, and there's no virus problem, probably because they're all healthy, and it's a normal flow. However, what's going to happen next, because what's really probably happening right now is a bunch of Chinese have infiltrated America and are spotlessly releasing this virus as it is to different places to keep the schools down and our educational process from an educational system. And what happens next is they're going to have a second virus, and that one's going to take out all the disbelievers that have given their finger to the government about having to wear masks and things like that, and it is going to be a second weapon that's deployed to make this one world government and take out the thinkers of America or the thinkers of the world. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen any more than I know what really happened at the Pentagon, except that I happen to have worked at the Pentagon, and I watched ordnance being transferred from one floor to the other because of get-out-of-jail cards and no accountability in certain black ops situations. And if you don't believe that, there's a movie on Netflix that's called Iris. It's Korean. It's extremely well done and gives you another insight, just like Designated Survivor. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Once you see it in your mind's eye, the earth being flat, the earth being round, that's what makes it real. It has nothing to do with physics or religion. It's the ability to have choice. And with that comes a responsibility, because man, this is my theorem now in magic, man has a responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. And if you don't think there's not a war going on out there in front of you right now on an individual one-on-one, just check out your media shortly and see why CNN is doing it this way and Fox does it that way. And there's your war.
So, Rick, it sounds like what we're talking about is that the disbelievers will become the super spreaders of COVID-20.
That's correct. That will happen because they're manipulating this with false figures on purpose so that you now start the whole COVID thing. I have a friend who's a nurse. She was in Afghanistan, and then she went to
Hold that thought. Let's go to that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.